the same cheap bar soap he's used since high school. Gray Sutton, my brother's longtime best friend. "You're drunk," he says, not looking at me. I shoot a glare up, up, up at him. I swear he always grows when I drink. Maybe I just slump. "You're observant." Pale blue eyes finally meet mine, partially obscured by a lock of caramel brown hair falling into his face. "You're testy," he says, this with one side of his mouth hitching up into the faintest of smirks. "I'd say you would be too if your significant other of 2 years dumped you 6 days ago, but that would require you to make it past the first date, and I know you haven't done that since getting chest hair." I swear a cloud passes over his eyes for the briefest of seconds. But when it's gone, before I can decipher it, I gather it must be the alcohol in my system. I doubt I could spot Bigfoot if he were to stand directly in front of me right now. Everything is so pleasantly fuzzy around the edges, including the sharp pain in my sternum that's been hounding me since the breakup. His lips twitch again, his grin growing wider as he watches me. "Yes, well, if I finally settled down with someone, whatever would you have to criticize me about anymore?" "I'm sure I could find something." His broad shoulder bumps into mine, only the thin, starchy fabric of his dress shirt separating our skin, since he discarded his suit jacket hours ago. "I'm sure you could, Finn. Maybe I should finally get hitched, just so you can get more creative with your insults. The Playboy ones are starting to get tired."
"I'm sure your dick is too."
His laugh is loud and booming, and to my surprise, it's the first thing to bring a genuine smile, rather than one tinged with sadness, to my face for the first time in a week. Sure, I smiled watching Holden and Ren and June today, but I'm just drunk enough to admit that it was a happiness overlaid with an aching jealousy, a desperate longing to find what they had. But this smile holds none of that. It's the kind of floating merriment that feels incandescent and bubbly, like champagne in your soul. When his laughter dies down, Gray says,
"Finn, I'm honestly surprised you think I'm out here sleeping with all these women I go out with."
I stare up at his messy hair and the 5 o'clock shadow dusting his chin.
"And I'm honestly surprised you don't have dozens of children running around the county."
He raises a thick brow, and it disappears behind his hair.
"Would you be jealous if I did?"
I nod, honestly.
"Yeah, I probably would."
His gaze sharpens, and I swear I feel his body tense beside mine.
"What?"
I let my gaze drift back out to the dance floor, taking in Holden, now holding a jiggly, sleepy June, his free arm wrapped around Ren's waist, the three of them swaying to the music, fairy lights casting their skin in a magical golden glow.
"I'd be jealous you got to have children with no effort when I've been trying so hard to get to that place my entire life."
My words slur a bit at the edges, the alcohol making me more honest than usual.
"I just want it, you know? I want it all. The husband, the kids, the house with the white picket fence and the wraparound porch, Saturday morning pancakes and movies on the couch."
I snort and look up at Gray, finding him watching me closely, expression soft and unreadable.
"I know, that sounds like hell to you."
A muscle flickers in his jaw, and his arms cross over his chest before he looks away.
He's cut off by a body crashing into mine, tall and slim, smelling of tequila and fruity perfume, clothed in an off-white satin dress, normally long black hair, tied in a knot atop her head. "Nora." I smile, another genuine one, and wrap my arms around my best friend. She's sweaty from dancing, her eyes wild and carefree.
"Come dance with us, Finny."
I laugh at the name her 2-year-old has taken to calling me.